This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. International Trade Commission has overturned U.S. tariffs on Canadian newsprint. The ITC found that this kind of paper from Canada is not causing harm to U.S. paper industries. The penalties had been put in place by the Commerce Department just this month. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Up until a few years ago, life at the U.S. International Trade Commission, or ITC, was spent mostly under the radar. Alan Sykes teaches international economic law at Stanford.
For a number of years, the caseload at the ITC on dumping and countervailing duties was really very low. They just didn't have all that much to do. But that's definitely picked up in recent years.
He says one of the important jobs of the ITC is to determine whether imports are directly hurting American producers. The commission said the Canadian newsprint case didn't pass that test, and that's not all that rare. It happens about a third of the time, according to Chad Bown, a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. What's different now is the White House taking such an active role in imposing tariffs.
Congress didn't want the president having to make smallish decisions about whether or not to impose tariffs, so they set up this process. But President Trump, I think, doesn't think that that has led to enough protection, enough tariffs, and that's why sort of he's taken things into his own hands.
Bound says he doubts this ruling will change President Trump's attitude on protectionist trade policy and is calling for more tariffs. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.